Welcome to Penguin Playbook, presented by Southwoods Health. At Southwoods, it's not just about the treatment, but how you're treated. Southwoods is proud to be locally owned and operated by the Maransky family and area physicians. Welcome inside the Austintown Quaker Steak and Lube for another week of our Penguin Playbook radio show. I'm Anthony Romo. I'll be controlling the first hour of today's show. We'll be talking all about the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program, which just recently wrapped up its fall schedule, and they're going to start ramping up before we know it for their spring schedule as they look towards a Horizon League championship. The second hour of tonight's show will feature Bob Hannon, and he'll talk with Youngstown State football coach Doug Phillips and members of their team as they prep for a big matchup this weekend on the road at the Fargo Dome against the number one ranked team in all of the FCS, North Dakota State. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome in 13th-year head coach of the Youngstown State women's golf team, Nate Miklos. Coach Miklos, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So starting things off, you know, we talk to all our coaches and student-athletes, and we do have a fair amount of local products here from the Mahoning Valley, but a lot of the student-athletes and coaches we talk to aren't necessarily from this area, but you are from nearby Hermitage, Pennsylvania, attended Kennedy Christian, now Kennedy Catholic High School. What got you into the sport of golf and has led you here to now a long coaching career?
Well, really, what got me into it in the first place was my uncle. My uncle Don, just when I was about 12 years old, got me started taking me out on the golf course and kind of fell in love with the sport and, you know, ended up playing in college, kind of went from there.
Yeah, you talk about moving on to playing college, played collegially at Grove City. You were a three-time first-team all-conference selection, helped the Wolverines to two conference titles during your playing days. Just what were some of your favorite playing memories from your time as a competitive golfer at Grove City?
I'd say just really the team. We had a great group of guys all 4 years, and really those first couple years it seemed really easy winning conference championships, and then, you know, reality hit that it was a little bit harder than I anticipated. As you know, we weren't able to get it done the last couple years, but overall it was a lot of fun those 4 years.
And so during your playing days, you know, whether you're a young kid going out to the course and all the way through your collegiate career, was coaching always a goal of yours, or at what point did it hit you that this might be something that you want to take up?
No, really. You know, I was in college. You know, my fourth year. You know, I had a new coach starting my third year in college, and he's the one that really got me thinking about it. Spent a year helping him after I graduated, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to be doing it for about 20 years now.
So your first coaching stint at the collegiate level, you were an assistant for both the men's and women's programs at Cleveland State, and you also spent time as the head coach at Loyola, where you led the Ramblers to a Horizon League title in 2004 during their time with the league. What was the biggest thing that you learned early on as a collegiate coach that has kind of helped catapult you throughout the rest of your career?
I think the biggest thing was probably that I needed to learn a whole lot more on how to coach, how to be a better coach. You know, and I picked up on that pretty quick, you know, and really have spent the last 20 years just trying to grow and, you know, just become better every year.
So you talk about learning and growing the good qualities of what it takes to be a coach and a successful coach, as you've had a lot of success during your time at Youngstown State. If there's maybe one or two coaching qualities that make good coaches stand out or great coaches stand out from good ones, what are some of those top things that you think makes a good coach a great one?
Well, I mean, to me, it all starts with recruiting. Okay. You know, if you don't recruit well, it's hard to build a solid program. Second thing I'd say, probably just passion for it. Mm-hmm. You know, that drive to get up, to get the work done, to work on yourself as a coach, to put in all the planning and preparation. But yeah, if you don't have the passion and love for it, I think that's really key.
And so we talked about it at the beginning of our interview that you're a local guy. And when I was kind of preparing for this interview, kind of learning about Nate Miklos on YSUSports.com, it says that Youngstown State was kind of your dream coaching job. Why was that the case that you wanted to eventually coach at Youngstown State one day?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd spent a couple years out in Chicago. I was out Lima, Ohio for a handful of years, then working at Cleveland State. And you know, I knew at some point in my coaching career, just the opportunity to come home. My entire family is from the area. You know, that YSU would be the, you know, was my dream job, and, you know, very fortunate to land the position 13 years ago, and it's been an incredible journey ever since.
And I know you've talked about recruiting. Golf's always such an interesting sport to me where, you know, it seems so individual from the naked eye, but when it comes down to it at the collegiate level, it's such a team sport when it comes down to making sure you don't necessarily have just one really good golfer, but you have a pack of great golfers that helps bring the team score down. Like I said, you've had so much success during your time at YSU, four-time Horizon League Coach of the Year. You've led this program to the NCAA Regionals twice. In your eyes, what is the biggest key to building a consistent program in the sport of collegiate golf? Or does it kind of just go back to the recruiting, I guess?
Yeah, I think it starts with recruiting is just so important. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll say, you know, and it's not just, obviously we want to bring in the right players, you know, but also players that are going to be great teammates and buy into, you know, the culture that we've built here. You know, because we can be great on the golf course, but, you know, when we don't have a great team culture, great team chemistry, you know, it's not nearly as enjoyable. And, you know, we've been really fortunate, you know, the last several years, I can say that we've just had some incredible groups of incredible teams, incredible groups of players that they just make everything that we do just so much more, you know, fun.
And you talk about building a good team culture. It seems like a lot of members of your program are here tonight for the radio show to be able to kind of bring the team together, not necessarily on the course, and have different team bonding activities throughout the fall and the spring, the entire school year. How important is that in kind of building team chemistry and also building lifelong friendships for these student athletes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's incredibly important. So, I mean, we try to do things throughout the season, just, you know, whether it's team meals, whether it's, you know, we typically do a team building day in the rec, you know, just different things. And I know the players honestly do a lot on their own, too. I'm sure they can tell you a little more about some of the stuff they've already done, but you know, I mean, it takes a lot of effort to build some of those relationships, but I think they're so important, not just to the success of the team, but you know, we hope that they do form, you know, some incredible friendships and relationships during their time here.
And we're going to talk to three student athletes of the program coming up as we look back at last spring. Niranush Prajnapanich, one of the top golfers in program history, who we'll talk to later on here tonight. She won the individual Horizon League title by 7 strokes last spring, earning a berth at the Columbus Regionals. First Penguin to win that individual league title since 2021. I know the team came in runner-up as a team, finished runner-up, which may have left a sour taste in everyone's mouth, but as the head coach, how fulfilling was that to see one of the members of your program lifting up that hardware as the individual champion?
I mean, she played incredible. She really struggled the first day. Found a way that even when she didn't have her best stuff to, you know, still post a solid score and, you know, keep herself in contention, and played some phenomenal golf those last 2 days. And honestly, the second place finish, it was a little bit bittersweet, but, you know, our team played really well. So, you know, I couldn't have been prouder of the way we performed. Unfortunately, Oakland just, you know, they played a little bit better that final day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, overall, we played really well and just really proud of our entire program, our team, you know, especially TM as well, you know, for how well she played.
And, you know, one of the student athletes I talked to last year, Lizzie Soar, her playing career concluded last year, but she stayed with the program as a graduate assistant this year. Just talk about what her impact was like for the program as a student athlete and now what she brings to the team as a graduate assistant on the coaching staff.
You know, she was just such a key member of our team for 4 years. I think she broke our school record for total rounds played. I mean, she was there every single tournament from day one, you know, and she had a really strong 4 years for us. And to be able to bring her back as a GA this year, you know, just with her leadership, she's done an incredible job this year, just making that transition from player to coach, you know, and has added so much to our team this year.
And you talk about the consistency that she brought to the table playing in so many rounds of golf for the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program. As a coach and a leader of a program, how important is it to have young student athletes that you can lean on at an early part of their career that you know that they're going to show up and put together quality rounds for this team?
Oh, I mean, I think it's incredibly important, you know, just to have that consistency, have that, you know, that depth, that leadership as well on the team.
And, you know, when I was looking at this year's roster, helping prepare for this interview, I was kind of looking back at some of the things that I asked you last year. And the roster, I'd say for the most part, is kind of in a different spot than it was last year. Last year when we talked, there were 7 freshmen out of the 12 total student athletes on the roster. Then you look at this year's roster, only 1 true freshman on the roster, a couple redshirt freshmen, and then sophomores and beyond. How big do you think that the experience gained last year for a lot of those young golfers was to help them carry over into this fall and eventually the spring?
I think it, That experience is incredibly valuable. You know, not just from our team standpoint, and obviously we saw a lot of success this fall, but I also think going into the spring, because I think the spring often is the toughest transition going from high school to college. So I think we're going to see some really big things, you know, this spring from our players that had the benefit of having that year of experience now going into their second spring season.
And you talked a little bit about that transition from high school golf to collegiate golf. I always find it very interesting when we're able to talk to coaches who were once student athletes and played that sport at the collegiate level, who can kind of help out these student athletes through their hardships because they've had the experience. If you go back to your playing days at Grove City College, what would you say some of the most common hardships are that these student athletes face during the early stage of their collegiate career that, you know, it's something they may not expect?
I think the biggest challenge, you know, is just spring golf. A lot of times, you know, you're going from practicing indoors, and all of a sudden you've got to go, you might get a day or two outside, and then you've got to go compete. You know, we're traveling different climates, different types of grass, just conditions. And then they're also missing a lot of class, especially in the spring. So I know my overall grade point average wasn't near what theirs are, but I know that's definitely a challenge that they face, you know, especially in the spring when we are traveling quite a bit.
And I know it's something that we'll talk about a little bit more later on, is focusing on academics, and we'll talk a little about the schedule coming up. As a head coach, academics are obviously very important for the student athletes. But as a coach leading young women who, you know, you're trying to get them to a place after their collegiate playing days where they can get a job and be successful, you know, in the real world, how important is it to kind of be a stickler on them to get to your classes and make sure you stay up with your grades while also, of course, trying to win Horizon League titles?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to do very much. Okay. They put in so much time and effort themselves. You know, and obviously we want to recruit athletes that are really strong academically, because we know it's not easy. But they just do a phenomenal job. I know, like, we finish a practice round and one of them has to finish an exam that night or turn in an assignment. You know, I mean, the work they have to do is incredible. I think we've had one of the top 25 grade point averages in college golf the last 3 years, you know, but, like, thankfully, I don't have to do much of anything.
Yeah.
You know, we're grateful. You know, we have an incredible academic advisor, Nicole, all the support that YSU provides. But, you know, they take care of what they need to in the classroom.
And back to what you were talking about earlier with building the culture of a program year after year, would you say that recruiting smart student athletes and having them excel in the classroom throughout their college career helps these younger student athletes see, okay, this is what I have to do to be successful? And like you said, you don't necessarily have to get them into the classroom, they do it themselves. So it's really lead by example for these student athletes.
Oh, definitely. And we've been fortunate that we've had a long tradition of doing really well in the classroom, just recruiting those types of players and them getting here and wanting to and being willing to put in the time and effort to be successful.
So as we now kind of flip the page and look at this season's roster, there's a lot of talent on this year's Youngstown State Women's Golf roster. Not only are we returning the reigning Horizon League individual champion, but also three Horizon League all-second team selections a year ago, Valentina Pena Anaya, Sofia Perez Escarcena, and Maddie Schultz. Just talk about the leaps that you were able to see these student athletes take over the course of last season into this season.
Yeah, I mean, in one of our biggest strengths to me is our depth this year.
Okay.
And, I mean, TM started the year incredible, you know, won her first two tournaments, kind of led us. And then Sofia steps up, and one of the things last year that I think she hadn't quite broken through was some of those rounds where she was playing well to post that round of par better. And so I think it was our third tournament of the year at the Total Athlete Collegiate where I think she threw up a 68 in round two, follows it up with a 72 in the final round to lead the team to our tournament win, and then also win collegiately, her first collegiate win as well. You know, and then, Maddie Schultz, she played, I think after that one, we hosted our home tournament where she was medalist there, I think finished at 3 under par. We go to Notre Dame, which if you've ever played Notre Dame's golf course, it is challenging. Mm-hmm. Didn't have her best first round, but, I mean, she posts a 68 in round two to lead us. And, you know, Val, she threw up her personal best 69 at our home invite where we broke a couple school records there. And then, this past week ago at Delaware, she closed really strong for us, gave us some really important rounds. So we've had really almost every one of those players contribute in a big way and just help lead us this fall.
I got to say, the memory was super impressive there. You were able to rattle off all those specific rounds and numbers from throughout this fall season. You talked about the depth of this season's roster and how it's going to be a big asset for the Youngstown State women's golf team. Fielding a roster that has such a limited number of student athletes, what is your recruiting focus on when you get into the summer months? How do you find student athletes necessarily? What do you look for in student athletes that you're like, okay, this is someone that I want to play for our program?
Well, I mean, obviously it got a whole lot tougher with the roster limits that came out a year ago. But first, I mean, obviously we want players to come in and play at a very high level.
Yeah.
We're going to look at academics. We know those are extremely important. One of the biggest things with the transition from high school to college is just length.
Okay.
The courses we're playing are so much longer than you play in high school. So sometimes we'll have players that they might be able to shoot some low scores in high school, but if they don't hit it far enough, they're going to struggle at our level. And then we're looking for kids that are going to be a great teammate.
Yep.
They're going to just have an incredible passion and love for the game. They're going to work incredibly hard. Because really, I mean, our sport, I'd be curious to talk to the other coaches, but, our sport is just so time consuming. Our 36 whole days, we're at the course for 10, 11 hours.
Yeah.
And then we're getting up the next day, and we're probably at the course five minimum of six more hours. The minimum that we do is so, so much. And obviously, we want to bring in players that aren't just going to do the minimum.
Yeah.
They're going to go work and practice even more than that.
So one final question before we take our first break. Going back to this season's roster, a lot of experience, especially compared to last season's roster that returns and has played a lot of college golf. When you take a look at this season's roster, and, it could just be by committee, but have there been any young women that have stuck out as leaders both on and off the course for this program this season?
I think with the group we have, I think to me everyone's kind of stepped up and led in different ways. We have some seniors. We have a nice balance and mix of, upperclassmen and underclassmen. And with everyone having that experience, and, obviously we have one freshman, but everyone that's traveling has that experience and, is stepping up and, contributing.
Awesome. Well, that'll take us to our first break. When we come back, we'll recap the fall slate for the Youngstown State women's golf team and preview the upcoming spring schedule when we return on the first hour of the Penguin Playbook radio show. Welcome back inside the Austintown Quaker Steak and Lube as we resume the first hour of our Penguin Playbook radio show. Anthony Romo here speaking with the head coach of the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program, Nate Miklos. Before we welcome Coach Miklos back in, I want to send along a message. Here's your chance to see the 2025-26 YSU men's basketball team in action before the regular season begins. The Penguins will host Akron in an exhibition game this Wednesday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. All seating except courtside chairs is general admission and costs $20 on a first-come, first-served basis. Tickets are currently on sale at the Athletics Ticket Office and at ysusports.com. Going to be a really cool chance to see the Youngstown State men's basketball team take on a very strong mid-major program in the Akron Zips, a team that was in the NCAA tournament a year ago. I'd like to welcome back in the head coach of the Youngstown State women's golf program, Coach Nate Miklos. Coach, as we take a look now and kind of turn the page of this season, we talk about the fall that just wrapped up very, very shortly ago. The Penguins were victorious in three of the six tournaments that we participated in. Before we take a look at some of these tournaments in depth, I want to ask you, and I don't know if it's all you or necessarily some other people behind the scenes, what are some of the things that kind of go into scheduling these fall tournaments? Do you like to stay local a little bit? Do you like to travel? What all goes into that?
So really during the fall, we know we have some good weather. So we do try to stay a little bit closer during the fall so we can do a whole lot more traveling in the spring when we know the weather is not going to be ideal.
Correct.
And then we're also trying to both challenge our players with some really good competition, which I think we started the year at Clemson, which was obviously incredible competition, and our last one had an incredible field as well. But then also having a nice mix there of, having some tournaments where we know we can be competitive and just help our players just develop and learn, because it is a little bit different learning how to win with some of those expectations, you know, during that tournament, playing with the lead, you know, being able to close out some of those events.
And as we talk about, you know, our home courses, we had two home tournaments at Mill Creek Golf Course this fall. But I know there's a few courses that we have the ability to play at, correct, here in the Mahoning Valley?
Yes.
As a whole, if you want to kind of talk about our home courses and, you know, what they each bring to the table to help present Youngstown State women's golf on a big level.
Yeah, so Mill Creek, we host two events there in the fall. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're incredible to us. We practice also at Trumbull Country Club, which we'll be hosting a tournament there in the spring. Avalon Lakes, Youngstown Country Club. And normally in the spring, we also use Pine Lakes. So really, you know, each course has, you know, just some different things that we really like about it. Just gives us some different looks, allows us to better prepare depending on, you know, what we're working on, what event we're playing, we have coming up. But yeah, we're very fortunate to have such a, you know, incredible, like, number of courses that are so good to us and allow us to come out and practice and use our facilities.
And I know kind of every program is different and universities are in different plots of land, but is that common for colleges to have kind of that many different courses that they can kind of call their home, or does it just kind of depend where your university is located? Because I thought that was so cool that we have so many different courses to call home.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I would say we're probably a little bit unique in that we have so many courses mm-hmm. that are such a high quality and, you know, allow us to come out there and practice.
So, you know, as we touch back on Mill Creek Golf Course, Monday, September 22nd was a very historic day this past fall for the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program. The Penguins won the Roseanne Schwartz Invitational with a total team score in the final round of 284, which is four strokes under par as a team for our scores, the lowest round in relation to par in program history. Also, another record that was set during that tournament, the Penguins finished at two under par with a two-round team total of 574, which set a new school record for the lowest 36-hole tournament. I just got to ask you, you know, you were able to get a front row seat and watch that all take into place. What was working so well for the team during that tournament that helped get to those records?
You know, each of the players, they just went out there and put together a solid round. You know, because honestly, we had hosted there earlier in the fall. We actually, well, besides Tim, who tied our school record that day.
Yes.
The rest of the team, we just didn't, you know, we couldn't quite put it together. So, yeah, it was really fun to see, you know, them post that four-under single-round score. And then, you know, I think that was the first time in program history we've ever finished a tournament under par. So, you know, it was fun being able to see it. And, you know, and I think we beat Purdue Fort Wayne, and I think Detroit was there as well. So always fun to, you know, beat up on some of our conference schools.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, I think golf's a very interesting sport. When we talked about this with our men's golf program earlier this fall, you know, you'd play all this golf and it all comes down to really one weekend in the spring, and you hope that everyone kind of has their best and they're healthy and everything. Do you have an idea during the fall and during the spring when you're scheduling these tournaments of which schools are going to be there, or do you kind of not know the playing field that you'll be participating with until you get there up close to that playing weekend?
I mean, we'll find out, like, months ahead of time, the rest of the field, and obviously, like, some of it you know it's going to be a pretty good field, some of it you're not so sure, so it's kind of a mix there, but some of them we know traditionally have a really strong field that if we are playing that one, you know, we know we're going to see some really good competition there.
And this is your 13th season now as the head coach of the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program. So you have, I'm sure you have a great idea of identifying consistencies within the program early in the season that you think can lead over from the fall to the spring. Looking back at this fall slate, just what were some of those bright spots that you identified from the team that give you confidence that come spring we're going to be very competitive in the tournaments that we play in?
I think the biggest thing just is our depth. We've mm-hmm. had, I think, four players shoot. I mean, rounds of par better. You know, three different players have won tournaments for us in the fall. You know, and really even, you know, we know how strong our top four are. But even, you know, we get to that five spot and we've seen some, you know, both Bella and Mo step up and, mm-hmm. you know, give us some big contributions there as well.
So as we turn the page now and we start to look at the winter a little bit, the YSU Women's Golf Program is able to get a big upgrade to their practice facilities in late of 2020-24. Installation of two golf simulators in the mezzanine of the Watson and Trestle training site, adding on to the program's ability to hit live shots already on the Watts turf, and then, of course, the state-of-the-art putting green that's up top also on the mezzanine. How helpful are indoor facilities, period, to have for a program in Northeast Ohio in the winter when we're facing this harsh weather and your team can continue to train?
Oh, I mean, it's incredibly important. To have that kind of facility right on our campus is absolutely incredible. With everything we have, both on the field, upstairs, and then adding the simulator last year, you know, I think makes a huge difference. Just gives our players somewhere to – they can practice really anytime they want. So I think it really made a big difference in, you know, both last year and going forward.
And just when it comes to recruiting, we've talked about that a lot. We talk about recruiting and depth of a roster. The ability to now be able to tell possible recruits, hey, we have golf simulators to add to our already very strong indoor facility that even when the weather gets rough in Northeast Ohio in the winter, you can still kind of improve your game. How big of a recruiting tool is that for this program?
I mean, I think it's really important just, you know, given our weather. Mm-hmm. But realistically, a lot of the other schools, I mean, almost everyone's adding, you know, adding some type of simulator indoor facility as well. But, yeah, to have it right in our campus, I think, is a huge plus.
So as we now take a look towards the spring schedule that's coming up, 5 regular season tournaments across 4 states during the 2026 spring, which all lead up to the Horizon League Championships April 25th through the 27th in Howie in the Hills, Florida. First, I got to ask, how cool is that for the Horizon League to have a site in Howie in the Hills that is able to host the conference championships year after year? I know the travel might be tough to get down there, but the weather, I'm sure, is a lot nicer usually than it is up here at that time.
It is, yes. It's a little bit warmer down there. Typically, it's about 90, give or take a little bit. But to be able to go down there and compete, you know, we know we're going to get some good weather. It's going to be warm. We're not going to be in layers. We don't need hand warmers. Mm-hmm. So we always appreciate that. But, yes, the travel is definitely a challenge. It's nice to go down there. It's a beautiful golf course especially now that we're on El Campeon, and we know it's going to be a really good test for our players.
And you talked about it a few minutes ago, when it comes to the fall schedule, you know that we're going to have some nicer weather up here and we can get these home tournaments played, and we played at Mill Creek Golf Course this fall. Most spring tournaments are taking place in the southern states for us because you guys start up in February and there's usually still snow on the ground here in Northeast Ohio. When we look at the spring scheduling from year to year, do you tend to go back to the same places or do you try to mix it up each year in the tournaments that the Penguins travel to?
Probably a little bit of both, to be honest. We have, I think, two new events on our spring schedule. Our first one in February in Charleston. It's a match play event, so I think it'll be a really good way to start our spring season. And then we're going to go to Eastern Kentucky, which is a little bit further south than where we were at last year, and will be a little bit better competition than what we saw last year.
And so we talked about it briefly earlier about academics. Programs excelled in the classroom year after year under your term as head coach. Last season, the team's GPA was 3.878, which ranks 17th in the country. Give it up for that. During the 2024-25 season, just as a coach, how much pride do you take in having so much academic success for this team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't say enough about how hard they work, the effort that they put in to their grades, the academics. It's incredibly challenging, just with the travel that we're doing, you know, as time-consuming as it is for golf. But, yeah, they do just a phenomenal job and couldn't be prouder of what they do in the classroom.
And I guess the final question to wrap things up, it's something that I like to ask the student-athletes a lot. Growing up and playing, kind of who's that support system for you? Well, you talked about, you know, how strenuous the playing months can be because the team is so – they're away from home for so long. As a head coach, it has to take a burden on you being away from family as well. Just who is kind of that support system for you, and what's your reason to kind of get up every day and go to work and know that kind of you're coaching for something bigger than just a team?
Well, I mean, it was really my coach in college that got me thinking about going into it. And he was an incredible mentor. Just to see the impact he had on my life, you know, that's really a huge reason I went into it, just, to try to have a positive impact on the lives of our players. And, you know, very fortunate to have just an incredibly supportive family, because I know it's not easy when I'm on the road, when I'm traveling. But, yeah, my spouse, Heidi, who she's just incredible, has been helped us out so much throughout the years. Being an assistant coach at times and just traveling with us, but she's just so incredibly supportive. And, you know, to me as a coach, you need that because, mm-hmm. you know, the hours, the travel is so difficult. But yeah, to have an incredibly supportive spouse like I do, just very blessed.
Awesome. Well, Coach Miklos, thanks for taking the time to join me, and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
When we come back, we'll speak with Tim, Sophia, and Maddie of the Youngstown State Women's Golf Program when we return on the Penguin Playbook Radio Show.